So let's get to know Dr. Daniel Ice, interventional cardiologist and director of Deborah First Responder Health Assessment. This is Meet a Deborah Physician. I'm Bill Klaproth. Dr. Ice, welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So let's jump right in, Dr. Ice. Tell us, why did you become a doctor and more specifically an interventional cardiologist?
Well, I think I decided I want to be a doctor when I was a young kid, probably 8 or 9 years old. Partly that was due to I have an older sibling. My sister wanted to be a doctor at that time, so I kind of wanted to do what she wanted to do. And then later found out that I had some talent, was good at math and science and some of the things necessary to study medicine. And so I went down that pathway, and sometime during med school, I got to shadow an interventional cardiologist in the cath lab and was just fascinated with what they did in the lab with wires and balloons and stents, and decided at that point that's what I wanted to do.
So that vision when you were 8 or 9 years old really came to fruition.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool when you know what you want to do at an early age, and then you find out later that, yeah, I do have the skill and still the passion to do this as you start your journey through college and becoming a doctor.
Right. So it's a lot easier when you know early in your life what you want to do. Fortunately, things never deterred me, never steered me in a different direction. So I was very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. So being an interventional cardiologist, what do you love most about that? What is it that really draws you to that? And what do you find most rewarding?
I find most rewarding the ability to help people and particularly get quick, immediate results, particularly if someone's having a heart attack, where you can really act quickly, open up a blockage and take away their chest pain and restore blood flow to their heart. That's really gratifying to be able to do that. Other situations where we can go in and relieve pain that's been going on for several weeks to months, whether it's in the coronary arteries or even in the leg arteries, and get people walking better, getting back to doing their usual activities and the activities they want to do, is really gratifying.
You know, you truly do save people's lives. Not many people can say that, right? I can do a podcast. I can't save anybody's life like you do. What does that feel like to be able to have somebody and their life is in your hands and you're able to work on them and basically save their life? What does that feel like?
Well, I think when you're in the moment, certainly the adrenaline is rushing and it's a little bit of a high. Certainly it can be very stressful and nerve-wracking at times too. But it feels good to have that sort of pressure on you to help save someone's life and curb the direction they're heading. And then immediately afterward, it feels really good. It's really gratifying. And I think that's what keeps most interventional cardiologists coming back for more. And it gets us coming to work every day.
Yeah, I bet. That's for sure. I bet you have got stories about people thanking you, not only people whose lives you saved, but also from family members. Can you share a story of when somebody just was filled with gratitude for what you've done for them?
Well, just a few minutes before I came over here, I had a patient that came in with a sudden heart attack. Just what we spoke, it was on Thanksgiving Day, and middle of the night came in and were able to open up a blockage, 100% blockage, and restore blood flow and kind of reverse the heart attack that was occurring at the time. And he was very grateful and appreciative afterward. And in fact, when he came to see me and follow up today, he brought a fruit basket just as a token of his appreciation.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's just got to feel great and wonderful to see the people that you save, knowing that you've made really, truly a huge difference in their life. So how long have you been at Deborah Heart and Lung?
I've been here about 7 years. Came here right out of training when I finished my interventional cardiology fellowship, and have really enjoyed being here and seeing the patient population that comes to Deborah.
So what is it that you like most about Deborah Heart and Lung? Tell us that.
Well, I really like the type of stuff we do here. We try to stay cutting edge with some of the most innovative procedures that are available. Certainly, we're involved with research, so we get sort of first exposure to some of these technologies and therapeutics when they're being studied within a trial. That is very rewarding to participate in that and contribute to the science going in to some of these new technologies. Certainly, the people I work with are outstanding, very high skill set. Very smart people who are very collegial, and it just makes for a great environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And good for us as people to hear that as well. It sounds like a place that if needed, it's where we want to go to be taken care of. That's for sure. So let's shift gears a little bit. Do you have a family, Dr. Ice?
I do. I have a very loving and beautiful wife, 3 very young kids that kind of keep our hands full at the moment, ages 2, 3, and 5. So when I go home, it's a lot of activity, a lot of energy in the room, and oftentimes a lot of noise in the room as well.
Wow, 2, 3, and 5. You do have your hands full.
Yeah, but it's a joy. It's a real blessing to have them when I get home from work.
Yeah, that is for sure. So 2, 3, and 5, your life is very busy and you have a high profile career as well. What do you do for fun when you're not being a doctor and when you have some time? What is that like?
Well, obviously, I like to spend time with the kids, get out and do some activities with them, as well as exercise, run, and when I can, watch sports, play a little bit of golf on the side when I have a chance.
I love it. So what is an interesting fact that people may not know about you?
Well, I think one kind of funny fact and an interesting thing about me is I actually dropped out of preschool when I was at that age. It was a long time ago, obviously, but when I was at that age, apparently I went for 4 or 5 days and just absolutely hated it. And I don't remember exactly why, or maybe it was because I was forced to share toys with others. But for whatever reason, I hated it and I complained to my parents and didn't make me go back. And so I was very lucky she had been a school teacher and she was willing to keep me at home and start teaching me all the basics that I need to know, the alphabet, numbers, how to start reading, et cetera. So, but you can contrast that to taking the long road through school, through medical school, et cetera. And this makes for a funny fact.
Yeah. How about that? From a preschool dropout to an interventional cardiologist. What a great story that is. That's for sure. As we get to know more about you, and this is so fun to learn about you, Dr. Ice, let me ask you this question. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, living or dead, who would it be and why?
I guess I would choose Michael Jordan, just to kind of get a little bit more glimpse of what made him tick, what kept his passion and his drive at such a high level for so long. I mean, a lot of athletes win one championship. And for him, it just seemed like even after the 4th or 5th or 6th championship, the same drive was there. So kind of what led to his motivation?
Yeah, that is a fascinating choice. A guy that really stayed at the top of his game for many, many years. So Dr. Ice, we've learned more about you from a preschool dropout to an interventional cardiologist. I'm sure you've had many experiences through the years. Looking back, what advice would you give your younger self?
I guess I would tell myself to work hard every day, explore the areas of interest that I have at the time, and to really search out for mentors and establish mentors on every stage of the career. I think that's been valuable to me, and I think it is true for many other people to at least have someone to guide you along the road and maybe open your eyes to certain things that you didn't realize.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Search out mentors. At any stage of your life, I think that's good advice for all of us, Dr. Ice, from when you're just getting started to even now where you're at as a tenured physician, it's good to ask for help from people that have done it before you. So I think that's really great advice. So thank you for sharing that. Well, Dr. Ice, this has been fascinating getting to know you. As we wrap up, anything else you want to share with us?
Well, I always, if I have an opportunity to put a plug in, I always want to encourage all potential patients out there or anyone in general is to always be mindful of any potential symptoms that are slowly creeping in that they may be concerned about, whether it's chest discomfort, increased fatigue, shortness of breath, leg sort of heaviness, as they notice that that's not going away, to get those symptoms checked out and checked out early. And as a cardiologist, obviously being mindful of your diet and to recommend routine exercise several days of the week.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think the key word that I picked up is early. So if you're feeling any of those symptoms that you just mentioned, best not to delay. Better safe than sorry, right? I think you'd rather have someone come in worried about something and find out there's nothing wrong than for someone to delay and then really have there something be wrong. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this has been great, Dr. Ice. Thank you so much for your time and chatting with us. It's been great getting to know you a little bit better. And thank you for your stellar work at DeBora Heart and Lung. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And once again, that's Dr. Daniel Ice. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Ice or book an appointment, please visit demanddeborah.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Meet a Deborah Physician. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.